Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Man, every day there's something different up there on the...
What's the matter with you?
See the mic light? It's flipped 90 degrees. It's just so bizarre. It's always something.
I wonder if he didn't notice that.
Yeah.
Well, maybe
I guess if I laid down on the ground, I could talk into that upside down mic.
Maybe they changed the bulb and it ended up.
They must have. But like yesterday, the clock was all effed up, which was screwing with me all day. And now today I look up and Jesus. Hey, Vinny.
Hey.
How you doing?
Changed some light bulbs just last night.
Did you?
Yeah. I did not those evil ones that
with the two prongs.
Yeah, that Bryn and I have been talking about.
Yeah, that's been an ongoing.
My neighbors, the Canes, have had major they're still living in darkness, as far as I know. I told you about that. They broke all the lights trying to get them out, and they've even had my lady over to help because she fancies herself a
DIY.
Sure. And she went over and was like, I can't.
Yeah,
they need to
get Bryn over there because Bryn just said, I'm not doing those lights anymore. Climbed up in his attic and rewired the whole house.
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
His hands are all jacked up, too.
Why are his hands jacked up?
Just cords and cutting stuff and crawling through the attic.
Goodness.
Yeah, it's a lot. I was shocked to hear that he did all that just to... Get
just
rid
to
of those
not
janky
have
lights.
Those lights anymore. He's like, I want screw-in bulbs. That's what I want. I'm like, oh, well.
Well, I don't understand why they do that then. This house is new. Or my house is fairly new anyway. Why are they using them?
I don't know.
Is it cheaper?
Must be. That's always the reason, isn't it?
Yeah. Right.
Money. Yeah. Anyway,
they're LED or something, right?
I have no idea.
Okay.
The ceiling fan.
Yes.
In the living room.
Yeah.
The lights have been out in that thing forever.
Your house.
At my house.
Okay.
I go to bed, especially now that summer is here.
Sure. Still broad daylight out.
I go to bed, it's still light out. Mm-hmm. I don't think twice about it.
Right. But later, when it's dark and your lady needs some light.
Even last night, it was sort of... I don't know. It seemed dark. It was dark this morning pulling into town, too.
I didn't notice that.
Pulling into the city, it looked like Batman.
Oh, Gotham City.
Like cloud, dark.
It was pretty foggy, yeah. Hmm.
Anyway, I was sitting there and she said something which I felt was directed right at my heart. God, this room is so dark all the time. I can't get the... And there I was, sitting on my ass for
I thought she was the DIY person.
Right, but I mean, there it is. Let me get that for you.
Oh, so did you change the light bulb?
Well, first I got a ladder out.
This should be a good story.
Well, I climbed up there.
How many Vinnies does it take to change a light bulb?
Right. It's just one of those things where first you have to... I tried to unscrew the little bulbous...
The glass cover.
The glass cover. Yeah. It didn't want to come, so I started looking over the top at the screw pieces and was like, oh, man, I need tools to do this.
Oh, it's like a...
I didn't.
I used
tools, unscrewed a bunch of stuff, and then gave that glass one more twist, and it went... Chick. And I was like, I unscrewed all that stuff. And
it's just the glass grooves that catch on the thing under there.
Just needed a harder twist. Yeah. I just needed to put a slight bit of elbow into it. Anyway, successful mission.
You got him changed.
I got him changed.
Oh, it's wonderful.
I got the brightest and bulbs. I was all, there, it's daylight now.
Yeah.
You know those... Super.
Yeah. I do.
There
too
you go.
Much, Steven.
It's too much.
Yeah.
But.
It's like all of a sudden, it's like being at school. It's so bright in there.
I don't know why I hold it against someone who asked me to get something. Actually, she didn't even ask me. In fact, she said, I'm not asking you.
Yeah. I was just complaining.
I was just bitching.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I was sitting there on my lard ass. Mm. I felt like that was really directed at me.
I am the man. I should get the ladder, I guess.
But so my little passive-aggressive move was to buy the brightest bulbs that thing could take.
Oh.
There. You want light? It's daylight
in
here.
You got it, right. Is it dimmable?
Nope.
Oh. Mm.
No. So is she okay with that? That's kind of...
I mean, you like that?
That's terrible, Vinny.
It's not. It's super bright. It's good. It's going to be great.
Kind of
like me, I would be like, thank you so much. I do want it that bright. Right. But other people... Well, what did she say about it?
She said
it?
It's great. It's all okay, good. I wasn't
thank
asking you.
You
for that, but, you know.
That's wonderful that you got off your lard ass.
You know, yeah. Just got it done. I wasn't going to talk about that, but you talk about light bulbs. I was like... Huh.
It's
weird.
Hey,
she seems demanding.
No, she's actually very good to me.
Oh.
She was making dinner at the time, and I was sitting on my lard ass.
What'd you eat?
What did we eat? We had BLTAs.
Oh, God, the best. Mm.
The best?
God, well, how do you even improve on that, right?
No, they're really good, I know, but I just, the best.
Ugh. I love sandwiches for dinner. I feel like they're sort of self-contained. There's no leftovers. Yeah. Like, everybody gets it made exactly how they want it.
What am I saying? You will cheer any food, so, of course.
BLTA, come
the
on.
Best.
Give me the blat. Every time.
I made spaghetti and meatballs.
Oh. We had spaghetti with vegetables.
But, of course, he wants it one way, and I want it another way, so I end up making two separate.
Two different things.
Yeah.
How does he want it?
He likes all the sauce. The red sauce. I'm not really a red sauce fan. So
you make a little
everything
pot of
has
sauce.
To be separated, and then right. I just say, okay, make your own.
But you
plate.
Have meatballs.
I made meatballs. Yeah,
and you,
just beef.
You put tomato sauce on them, or you don't have any tomato sauce at all.
I don't have any tomato sauce.
That's
I use tomatoes.
Oh, mm.
What do you mean you use?
You mean I just cut tomatoes. Up tomatoes and use butter and olive oil and garlic and. If I have pesto, I'll use pesto, but I didn't have any.
What about Parmesan cheese?
Well, duh. Of course.
The same thing in my house.
What'd you have?
Just pasta we had to make a small pot of sauce because the boys like sauce.
Yeah.
And they hated the sauce I made, which, God, you know, you can't ever do anything right.
Right.
Like, I made you sauce, what? But then we had sliced up tomatoes and olives and just had pasta, butter. Parm.
Perfect.
You made a homemade sauce right
no,
there?
No, God, no. Dear God.
Oh, you just
didn't
it
like.
Up.
They didn't like the jar of sauce that
oh.
They're bitching about. I'm like, well,
then
you
make
had
your
the
own
tomatoes
sauce.
And olives. Right, exactly.
Yeah, one of your boys is a chef.
Yeah, hello. Chef me up something there, buddy.
So you made homemade sauce?
I did not make homemade sauce.
Oh, you...
I have done it before, but it takes all day.
It does take all day. Yeah. That's why I was curious.
Yeah.
No,
I
didn't got
get
all
home
day.
That early. Yeah.
Like maybe on a Sunday you might... Dedicate yourself.
We're just having chicken and rice tonight. I already decided.
Oh my God, it's so funny. in a parallel
teriyaki chicken.
It's such a dumb thing to have to think about the meals for the week. But if you do not, I'm realizing if you don't do it.
Then it's 4:30 and you're like, huh?
Then
I have no plan. How about eggs?
Well, really,
eggs.
For me, it's not that. I'll go to the store and spend... I'm so wasteful, and I'm trying to be less wasteful. I'll go to the store and spend $200 or more dollars, and I'll buy a ton of everything, and none of it equals a meal.
Oh.
In any real way. There's no... It's just buckshot
bunch of
shopping.
Stuff, yeah.
I need all this stuff.
Yeah, and then it
you
turns
get home
out,
and you still have nothing to make.
You really needed a plan.
Yeah.
And you could have spent half that amount and mm-hmm. just bought mm-hmm. the things you needed to make for dinner.
When I was a little kid, and I've always thought this would be a good way to do it, but I couldn't just never get to it. My mom would write out a whole menu for the week. Like, she'd sit
right.
down and write down all...
Mm-hmm.
And then from the menu, she would make her shopping list.
Right.
Right.
I was like, that is so the way it should be done.
My dad always did that.
Oh,
that's
good.
How
well, that is.
I do it.
It's
and
clearly,
then we knew what we were having, and she knew she had the ingredients.
Uh-huh.
And
it's clearly what you do, and you learn
when
that
you're an adult,
through experience and having wasted money
yeah,
and
I
realizing
know.
That.
Well, I can't handle that.
We don't
I
have
bought
money
a ton
to
of
waste.
Lettuce and no other stuff to make a salad with. What the?
Just some lettuce.
Just
well, you might need that for a BLT.
You can use like make those little cups. The chicken cups. And eat it like
shred
that.
Shred up some chicken.
Oh, you know what we had the other day? It was burgers in those things. Lettuce cups.
What do they call that? Like In-N-Out, you order the...
Like paleo style.
Yeah,
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Something like that.
Sounds good.
Carb free.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll take a bun instead, but it wasn't bad.
Mm. Yeah.
Whatever.
The lettuce cup is a nice development.
I know.
In the world
who knew?
Of, you know, food so transference easier, really. Into your mouth.
Yeah.
It really is.
Transference, huh?
You know.
All right.
Gotta get that in there. You don't want it all over your hands in the meanwhile.
Right. I don't know.
We got a new TV yesterday.
Oh. Did you?
I think I finally wore out the one in the bedroom.
What do you mean? You wore it out? You just watched too much and the tube went?
I think
went?
So. Something.
That must have been a dark day at your house when the TV
for
blew.
For a couple months it's been going out where it's like not flickering on.
Oh.
Or it does all these weird things. It turns off and we didn't know if it was the cable box and a guy came and looked at it and looks like it was the TV. So I was like, I'm getting my money's worth out of this TV. So it finally started really just going off as I'm watching it completely.
Oh.
Is it on?
Did you buy the extended warranty?
Sounds like my house. I don't know what he bought.
Of course it does.
John! I can't make it. Stop doing what I tell you.
Honey!
Hey, so a really good TV is actually cheap these days.
Yeah, I think he paid, I can't even tell you size. It's in the bedroom, so it's not, I don't want a huge one, but he just put it up on the wall. About $400.
Yeah,
bucks
they're ridiculously
ish.
Cheap. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Surprisingly cheap considering
when
that.
Flat screens first came out, they were like $8,000 for like
and
a 36 yeah. inch one.
They were
it's
still
super
huge,
skinny, right?
No, they weren't skinny. The first flat
no, but this
screen,
one now
I,
compared,
I know they're
yeah.
like you can pick them up with one hand,
yeah, right?
Like a piece of glass.
Yeah, they're ridiculous. Right, yeah. The first flat screen I got was gigantic. Like behind it was gigantic. It took two people.
Mm-hmm. Are you talking about the ones that they used to have like a big stand that you'd put it on and it was like it wasn't quite a tube TV, but it was, remember everyone had these like big, you put them in the corner of your room and they were like these hulking monoliths.
That's not what I got, but it was a Sony. It was a flat TV. I want to say it was called a Bravia or something like that, but it was heavy mm-hmm. and huge and way heavy on the back end.
Oh.
And you could not lift it yourself.
But now you can lift them by. I haven't
oh,
bought
now
a new TV
they're
in
so
years.
Light. They're like this. They're like that light.
Like little monitors.
Like a monitor. Yeah, they're so.
Well, that TV lasted about 10 years, so I think that's a good
it's
run.
Pretty good.
Sure.
So
I don't. I wonder what you paid for that TV. Like
that
now,
first
if you can get yeah. 10, if you can get 10 years out of this new TV, that's $40 a year. Like that's
totally worth it,
right? So I mean, if you spent $1,000, it's still $100. So I mean, it's.
That thing's on like 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
It's got to work.
Yes. 12 hour a day, it's got to be a workhorse. That's what it has to be.
Hey.
You've got to watch everything.
Right.
Yes, Vincent?
I don't mean to change the subject, but
go ahead.
I thought a lot about something we talked about in the office yesterday because there's news.
What?
But I don't see it on our rundown.
What? Oh, did I miss something? Oh, don't.
Don't say.
We'll make an announcement at 10 o'clock. Is that what you're talking about?
I think so.
Yeah, I have a separate sheet. It's a lot of words. We'll go over that.
So,
later.
Do we tease the fact that there's something happening at 10?
You know, I mean,
what's happening?
Just something.
Yeah, we'll just.
It's
say
big
it at 10.
Though.
Yeah, it is big.
It's really big.
It's nice.
And I wasn't aware that I have to make some plans.
Where are we flying
oh,
to?
Let me know if you need
I,
help with your plans.
I need help with my plans.
All right. Oh. I'm your people.
Yep.
It's good to have your people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't take my people for granted ever. Mm-hmm.
Give us a clue.
It's one of the best events in the Bay Area.
And we've got
no
information
guessing,
about it. Don't,
man.
Yeah,
don't guess.
It's easy to guess.
It is easy. But we're supposed to wait till 10.
Yeah. So major announcement
that
at 10 o'clock.
Chip bag out of the way so I can see you. Thank you.
Yeah, there we go.
Those chips. Should we be eating those?
No.
Give it to Sarah. She's hungry.
No, I'm not hungry.
Are you hungry?
I'm not. I mean, listen, I'll always eat, but those don't look appetizing
hungry
at
not.
All.
Yeah.
Right. Hungry or not. Yeah, I'll try that. Why not?
Love that about you.
Well, thanks. You know, there's a lot to love about me.
Amongst other things,
the fact
of course.
That I'll eat anything is, you know, it's right up there. All the best things about me. Put it in my mouth. Put it in my mouth, man. Let's see what's going on there.
You're my food sister.
Oh.
Shut up, Hooman.
Yeah, Hooman, don't cackle. Hey, I've been meaning to ask you.
Yeah, Hooman is eating. He comes here to eat.
All morning long.
I had to write to him on Sunday in all caps. Do not bring dessert. We already have cake.
And?
He didn't bring dessert.
Oh.
It was great.
Oh.
Look at him following directions.
I know.
So unlike him. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, the running theme is his blatant disregard for your orders.
But I wrote in all caps. That's the key, apparently.
Or you screamed at him via email.
Yeah, no, just on the text, I just said, hey, don't do it. We've been eating cake all weekend. Like, this has not been a good weekend for us. We're done with it.
Yeah, but it's homemade and with so much love.
Yeah, I mean, I do feel like, who's the guy? He's like some kind of health chef guy.
Uh-huh.
And his whole thing is, if you want French fries, you can have them anytime you want. But you got to make them. You have to slice up the potatoes, and you have to deep fry them yourself. And then, by all means, have them. You know exactly what's in them, and you've put in the effort, and you've made it. And I feel that way. I made my own icing. I made my own cake. I'm like, F it. I'm eating this cake guilt-free.
Yeah.
I could have smaller pieces. I agree with you. But still, you know, if you make something start to finish, you should allow yourself to eat it.
So this unnamed chef has created
the
rule you live by.
Well, you know, it occurred to me.
Or just in this case, that was the
convenient
reason.
I pick
reason.
And choose the rules that I want to apply
don't
that
we
day.
All.
Yeah, it is the way. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Ooh. That's a nice song to start a Tuesday morning. We'll be right back. It's Alex.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.